You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I should be writing number 429. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And I've been thinking a weird thing. One of you wrote me recently to say that, how do you get encouraged, how do you get the oomph to keep writing when you don't have an external deadline, you don't have an agent or an editor waiting for your stuff? And there are a couple of answers to that. One is join a writing group, and then when you have writing to turn in, you know that you'll be letting people down, and they're waiting for you. Another one is coming up. It's NaNoWriMo. It's a lot of people have found it really useful as a way to kickstart their daily writing progress. And a third one is little mind hacks that are surprisingly useful, which are just write it down somewhere that you can see it all the time. Story done by December 3rd. Stick it to your wall so you see it. You gotta finish that story. And another thing that really, really interested me, I read it on Lifehacker. Some people think that crappy rewards are more when you're controlling everything, crappy rewards drive you more than good rewards. And I thought, well, that's stupid, but that's only because I read the headline. Reading further was fascinating because I've seen this kind of thing in my head, because it's like if you say, oh, I'm going to get an hour of gaming time if I hit my word count today. Well, unless you've got a mom there holding on to the power cord to your game console, you can just say, screw it. I'm an adult. I'm going to game anyway, even though I didn't hit my stuff. And I've done that so many times. I think I'm going to do this thing to earn this other thing and it'll be great. And then when it comes time, when I don't do it, I think, well, I'm an adult. I can get my own thing if I want it. Which is actually quite childish, I'll admit. So the Lifehacker article says, if you give yourself a crappy reward, like a sticker or a mark on your calendar, then if you lie, it's not like you get a huge reward. It's like, okay, so I didn't do the thing. Am I going to put a sticker on the sheet? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But if you hit your goal and you start seeing the result of your work all lined up on your calendar or on a piece of paper you're sticking stickers to or whatever, that actually can drive you. Which I thought was really interesting, because that kind of thing has worked for me. I have a huge pile of stickers. I'm just not consistent with hardly anything I do. But I've been thinking about using stickers soon, because I have a challenge for you guys. Here's the deal. NaNoWriMo's coming up. If you've ever listened to my show, you probably already know that. And the NaNoWriMo challenge is to do 1,666 or 67, depending on how you count, words per day. Now, for most of us who aren't writing daily, that's a lot. For those of us who try to write 1,000 words daily, That extra 666, it's still a lot. And I think some of the problems people have coming up to NaNoWriMo is you're going from 0 to 1666 in one day. And that can be daunting. Right? So, my theory, what I'm going to try to do, currently it's September 26th. So what I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to be doing like a NaNoWriMo boot camp in October. The goal here is to write daily, but write a small number of words to start out with until you get to 1666 on Halloween. And so the next day, for the first time in a month, you don't have to increase your word count. You just keep going. And some people think that the NaNoWriMo rules are binding. You're supposed to start a new project, but, I mean, nobody really cares. And lots of people just use it to get a good push on an existing project. The only reward is, you know, you get a little winner sticker on you, on your username on NaNoWriMo. And like the stickers in real life, that's not a huge goal to lie about. I mean, yes, I suppose you can lie to brag to people that you did it, but if that helps you sleep at night, okay. So I'm trying to think up mathematically where we should start and how much we should increase our word count every day. So I'm going to be working on that. And then I'll let you guys know. And I'm not sure how I'm going to keep track of this. I don't have the NaNoWriMo team of designers to keep everything going. It might just have to be on your own time and your own reporting. But I think I'm going to try it. I need to, along with recording every day, I need to get back to writing every day. So I think this is going to help me. I'm going to do a little math here. Just talk amongst yourselves. All right, I've figured it out. We're going to start with October 1st. Going to do 176 words. And by the end, on the 31st, we're going to be up to 1,476. So the first day of November, you'll have to increase it a little bit, but you'll already be well worked out. And you will have 25,000 words next month. And a little bit more. I figured this out using pacemaker.press, by the way. I will put a screenshot to what I have working on, what I based it on, so you can go there and base your own project on it. And see how that works for you. Oh boy, I've had a day. The new tax law is not kind to freelancers. Let's just say that. So, I'm Mer. This is I Should Be Writing. You can see me at merverse.com, mightymer@gmail.com, or twitter.com/mightymer. Or you can support the Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Think about your boot camp. I'd love to have you on board. Till then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing the theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.